Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have as our guest Mario Steffens. Mario Steffens is what I call a human rights activist, or a civil rights activist, as I like to, as I've nicknamed him. he has a show on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing this afternoon, Mario Steffens?
I'm doing very good, Angela. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored and I appreciate that introduction there. I just consider myself a vessel that God just uses to do his will. So if you tag me as a human rights and civil rights activist, then, from your lips to God's ears.
Okay, from my lips to God's ears, okay. Mr. Steffens, I've listened to your show. You have a show on Blog Talk Radio just like I do, I believe. Am I correct?
Yes, it's called The Most Step Show. And we also have a page on Facebook called The Most Step Show as well. And
okay.
So it's about a strong community of black individuals, groups, businesses, and organizations operating together in faith for the purpose of building generational and sustainable wealth, filling our communities, controlling our own images, and projecting who we are both nationally and globally from our own perspective.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't know you did that. Oh, that's good to hear. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, a lot of times I just feel we look at America and we either want to blame white folks or blame the system or blame white supremacists or, we want to play the blame game or we even blame each other. And I see two problems with that. One is I think we ought to hold white America and we ought to hold white supremacists accountable for their actions. But I don't think we ought to blame them for our condition because the condition we're in as a people is one that we created by the language we speak. When we speak about ourselves to ourselves, when we speak to one another, when we have forums and opportunities to talk, we speak negatively, and that's what's created the negativity and division and whatever in our community, along with us accepting others defining who we are and walking in their definition rather than us defining who we are ourselves and having others to respect us for who we say we are.
Okay. Very profound. Very profound. Very profound. I like what you said, and I agree with what you said. When did you first start your radio show?
Well, I never saw myself as a talk show host or a TV host or even a public personality. What actually happened is that my executive producer, Marquise Johnson, who in his own right is a very prolific individual, he and I became friends on Facebook. He happens to be from my hometown, Toledo. And so when I went back to Toledo, I sat down and talked with him, and we just clicked and just talked, and we just talked about everything. We didn't put any gloves on anything. There was no hose bar. We didn't water anything down. We just said exactly how we feel to each other. Well, one Saturday night, Marquise decided, he said to me that he felt like the information that I shared with him, he was being selfish to keep it to himself, and he wanted more people to hear this. So
yes.
he said what he could do for me was that through his company, eLife Marketing, that he could put me on a radio show. And I was really nervous about it, but, I kind of flowed with it. But that was late Saturday night, like 1 o'clock in the morning. Monday night, he had me on a talk show. And, so that's how Most Steps came up. That's how the Most Steps show came about.
Okay. What are some of your topics for your radio show? What do you talk about?
Well, what we've done in the past is we have done a lot of we're really into networking. We're into finding like minds, because one of the things that we've done as a community as black people for the last 60 years is we've tried to bring everybody along just because they're black, just because they say they're black, just because they're in a community or whatever. And the fact of the matter is, that's too big of a burden for anyone to carry, because not everybody is ready, not everybody wants the same thing, not everybody believes or thinks the same way. So what we've chosen to do is we're looking for people of like minds, people that think like we do, that believe like we do, and are ready to take action now. So part of the show, we've networked with groups, individuals, businesses, organizations all around the country, even around the world, Africa and United Kingdom and so forth. And what we do is instead of starting a new business or starting a new organization, we want to network with those organizations and groups that are already there so that we can have a larger impact on our communities around the country and around the world.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I think more people should be doing that. Black Americans should be doing that. I think that's very profound and very motivated. You're very motivated also. I heard you use a word when I talked to you on the phone that I haven't really heard before. And I'd like for you to explain this word. What is pro-black?
Pro-black. Well, for me, pro-black does not mean what everybody else. You know, when you say pro-black, most people, the first thing that comes to their mind is that you're anti-white or you're anti-this or you're anti-that. There's no anti in the word pro-black. Pro means for. You know, pro-black, I define by what we're for. We're for the economic empowerment of black people. You know, we're for dismantling this ambiguous idea of equality, because equality is never going to happen. And those groups and organizations that try to perpetuate that only perpetuate our demise, because they know it's not going to happen and it's ambiguous, and it's their way of continuing to get white dollars and white support and government support by reaching for things that don't empower us. So pro-black means what the problem with America is its treatment of black people. Its treatment of us in the past, its treatment of us presently, and the fact that they have no intentions of changing that treatment in the future. So we're about changing it ourselves. We know that we're proud people. We know that we're intellectual people. We know that we are creative people and ingenuitive people. We know that there's nothing in this country or this world that was created or invented that we haven't touched, and there's no other group of people out there that can make that claim. So it's about us not apologizing for who we are, but accepting who we are, because everyone in the country tells us that you can't do anything for anyone else if you don't do it for yourself. They tell us you can't love anybody if you don't love yourself. Well, that applies to us as a people. As a people, we can't do nothing for white America, Chinese America, Jewish America, or nobody else till we do it for ourselves first. We can't love anybody else till we love ourselves first. So that's what pro-black is. It's about us loving ourselves, doing for ourselves, and building for ourselves that we can help others and that we can change America and the world.
What do you think black Americans can do to improve their lives, black America as a whole? I mean, you've named a lot of things, but could you be a little bit more specific in what you're saying?
Well, I think the first thing, it all starts with our words. We have to change the language we use about ourselves. We, you know, the Bible says in the power of the tongue, life and death. The same tongue that we bless with is the same tongue we curse with. So the thing is, we have to learn to speak life into our community, life into our families, life into our children, life into ourselves, and speak those things that be not as though they be, learning to walk by faith and not by sight. So that everything begins with our words. We have to change our language, number one.
Okay.
The second thing I think we have to do is we have to learn to empower individuals. For example, you know, people talk about reparations. You know, reparations originally was supposed to be 40 acres, a mule, and $40. Well, actually the government has given us our reparations because we worked for 40 years. That's our 40 acres. We pay up to 40% of our income in taxes. That's our mule. And we get to live on 40% of the, when we retire, we get to live on 40% of the income we had when we were working. So that's our $40. But it's a plan that keeps most of us destitute, broken, and having to continue to work even after we quote unquote retire. So we have to learn to follow a plan. For example, Mitt Romney made $30 million and paid 13.9% taxes. We get mad at him and say the tax codes and loopholes need to be changed, but that's never going to happen because Congress makes the tax laws. Congressmen were business people before they were congressmen. They're going to be business people when they get out of Congress. So who are they going to write the tax law for? Business people. We have to learn to get into business. We have to learn to have home-based businesses, brick-and-mortar businesses, and we have to learn to use those same taxes, tax codes, and tax loopholes that people like Mitt Romney use in order to keep our wealth. And we have to learn to have a plan to pay off our debt and to generate assets. And okay. then we can go on to the broader perspective. But we as individuals have to take responsibility for our own economy.
Do you speak publicly? Besides on the radio, do you speak in schools or anything like that? Are you a motivational speaker at all?
No, I'm not. Like I said, I've never even thought of myself as a radio host, you know. But I believe in wherever God leads me because he's the one that's doing everything that I have to follow. I have to be obedient. So if that's where he takes me, that's where I'll go. But that's not what I see.
On your Facebook page, I couldn't help but notice you had Jesus on your page.
Okay. I have a black Jesus on my page.
Yes. Yes, you do. Could you explain that a little bit? I mean,
well,
you had a caption underneath it.
Okay. Well, it says, if Jesus' color didn't matter, you wouldn't care if I said he was black. Okay. So, you know, the thing is, you know, when people say, well, hey, Jesus' color doesn't matter, they only say that because they want us to believe that our color doesn't matter, that black doesn't matter. But the fact is God created himself out of blackness, triple blackness. He created the earth out of blackness. He created the worlds out of blackness. Scientists are now saying that everything that holds the universe together is blackness. You know, it just goes back to allowing others to define who we are from their perspective and not us defining who we are from our perspective. You know, when I was coming up and I would visit churches, one of the things that I found when I talked to different brothers about God or religion or church or whatever, they shunned away from it, not because they didn't want to believe in God or because they didn't believe in Jesus, but they could not believe that the same white man who brought us from Africa as free men and made us slaves and stripped us of our culture, of our families, destroyed us in every way possible, is going to be the same blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man that's going to save us. They have a problem with that. And that's one of the things about oppressors and Europeans is that they want to take everything and make it look like them. Well, you know, science says the oldest bones found were found in Africa. You know, scientists, once they tell you that man was created in the Garden of Eden and the Eden was in Africa. Well, I don't know anybody that came out of Africa originally that looked like the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus that everyone professes. So, you know, even the description of him in the Bible is nowhere near that. So, you know, that's my way of, one, dispelling the lie. Number two, telling our brothers and sisters that, you know, everyone else sees Jesus in their own image. We ought to see him in our image, too, because he created us in his image.
Okay.
And his likeness.
All right. All right, listeners, we have with us Mario Steffens. Did I pronounce your name right, Steffens?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate
Steffens.
That.
From the Most Step Show on www.blogtalkradio.com. We're going to come back and let him give you the nights of his show and the time, and we're going to go to break. So let's pay some bills.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, that was the Digital Conglomerate Online Magazine, owned by the CEO, Garland McLaughlin. He is the CEO. Also, we have next, Exquisite Barista, Exquisite Barista.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, that is Exquisite Barista, a company of exquisite design. The call-in number is 210-701-0143. Don't forget to cater to Garland McLaughlin, Exquisite Design, and Exquisite Barista. Also, don't forget More Time to Sleep. Conti Contino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep from New York State, is MTTS.com, of course, with the www. Before it. Don't forget to go and buy his More Time to Sleep baby sleeping system for fussy babies. All right. Don't forget Demir Stewart, the owner and CEO of www.AtlantaEdition.com online magazine. Don't forget her, and don't forget that she was on our show not too long ago, and she is going to have her own online cable channel. So I encourage you to cater to her. Also, don't forget Maurice and Abby Merriweather, the Visalis people. They can be found on Facebook. Maurice and Abby Merriweather. Also, Juwan Ramsey of Lost It All. Don't forget he's going to be at the film festivals. And let's not forget X40, the rapper. That's going to be it. All right. All right, let's go back to our interview with Mr. Mario Steffens. Mr. Mario Steffens, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we were talking about some things that were very enlightening to me and very interesting. What are some of your beliefs about blacks in government, black Americans?
As far as what, blacks working in government or blacks being employed by government? Or
yes.
What, how do you mean?
Yeah.
Blacks
in government, do you think there's too much dependency on by some blacks on the government? Do you think so?
You mean by blacks being politicians, you know, being congressmen and all of that type of thing?
Yes.
Well, you know, politics is open for all. You know, it's all a matter of, it really doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm not a politician, but I respect everybody's gender, whatever their skills and abilities are and whatever they're trained to do, because God gives us all purposes. My thing is, if you're going to go there and serve that purpose, you know, serve it to the best you can. Don't go in there apologizing for being black. You know,
okay.
go in there defining who you are and be respected for who you are. Don't kowtow and, you know, I mean, part of the problem with our youth is they don't have respect for us as adults because we don't stand up for them. They don't see us as men and women. You know, they see us as, you know, cowards and chickens. We apologize for being black. We apologize for standing up for the way our children are. We apologize for this and that. We don't do anything to empower our communities. You know, we're all about self. So, you know, a politician that's for itself, it don't matter what color he is. For the politician that is about really affecting change and doing something for his community and his people, and thereby doing something for America and the world, yeah, I applaud him.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Do you believe that there's too much dependency on the government, or not enough?
Absolutely. I feel there's absolutely too much dependency on the government. We want the government to create jobs. The government does not create jobs. The government puts money into funds to help businesses create jobs. You know, all of us have the opportunity to start our own business, home-based business. Those businesses right now are what's fueling the economy to begin with, you know. So, yeah, we do depend on the government, and that's one of the things I say. We need to stop asking the government and waiting for the government and others to do for us what we can do for ourselves. When we do for ourselves, we don't have to worry about that because we'll have the power to affect the laws and the power to make the government do what we need the government to do, as opposed to, you know, waiting for them to hand us down some crystal ball or something.
Okay. What is your opinion about President Barack Obama? Do you
care
to ask?
I love the man. I have all respect and kudos to him, irregardless to what anyone else says or feels. My personal opinion is that he has shown excellent character. He has shown excellent courage. He has dealt with what no man on the face of this earth has ever had to deal with. He was left a bunch of garbage. And he still does it with class. His wife does it with class. I admire and respect him, his wife, and his family. I think more of us need to learn the lessons from him. You know, they've been trying to make that man mad. But, you know, the one thing that I don't understand is I don't understand how we allow them to show so much disrespect for him and his office, and we've never allowed it from any other president in the history of this world. And how we fail to realize that their disrespect of him is not just disrespecting the president and the office of the president, it's disrespecting the entire race of black people and other people of color.
Okay. We have some callers, but they're coming in and out, so fast. We have about, 12, 15 callers, so I'm not going to go to the calls. What I'm going to do is do a good interview, and hopefully I answer all the questions.
Well, let them know. Why not go to the callers? That's the people.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'll try. Hello, caller. Caller, do you have a question for Mario Steffens? Are you just listening? Okay. See, a lot of times people call in just to listen because, you know, so... got some more. Hold on. Hello, caller. Do you have any questions for Mario Steffens? Are you just listening? Okay. Back to the question. As a black American man, what would you like to see changed in America?
I always start with our people and ourselves. You know, I would love to see black people change the way we talk about one another, the language we use when we talk about ourselves, and the conversations we have. I would love to see us start speaking life into whatever situation we encounter. You know, whether it's, you know, the child, you know, babies having babies, whether it's our kids, our young men sagging their pants. I would love for us to start standing up for ourselves and one another and defining who we are from the inside out and not from the outside in.
Okay.
You know, the Bible says it's not what's outside that defile a man, because what's outside goes into the stomach and comes out of his waist, but it's what comes out of a man that defiles him. So I would love for what comes out of us to start edifying and building ourselves up and believing in ourselves and you know, just changing our faith in one another and the condition and where we can go.
Okay, that's wonderful. If you could talk to President Barack Obama, what would you tell him or ask him? What would you ask him?
How much time would I have to talk to him?
I don't know.
If I only got 5 minutes to talk to him, I guess I would just ask him, how does he feel about the way we speak to each other and about each other, and could he take some time out to address that? You know, at the other hand, I would just, you know, let him know how much I love him and respect him, and hope that I could, some of what he has could be transferred to me.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. I admire President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama also. I admire them greatly.
As I do as well. So.
Yes. What is your opinion on entrepreneurship? What is your opinion on that?
I think anyone that does not have a home-based business is crazy, because number one, I don't care what your business is, it allows you to take advantage of the same tax loopholes and tax codes that people like Mitt Romney does, who make $30 million and only pay 13.9%, or Warren Buffett, who makes billions and pays zero taxes. We have the same things available to us, but we don't utilize them because we don't believe that they actually apply to us, and they do. We need to learn how to keep the money that we make. You know, just for example, even with W-4s, 80% of the people out here fill out the W-4s wrong and overpay their taxes to the government, and that's anywhere from $300 to $800 a month that they can have in their own check right now to pay off debt and to invest and build assets. And having a home-based business helps them to keep that money and empower themselves. So everyone should have some type of home-based business, and they should find one that has a plan to teach them how to, create income and build assets, because, you know, when it comes to retirement, you know, 80% of the people that retire end up going back to work, and a good portion of them die within 5 years of retirement because they have to live on 40% of the income they had when they were working. That no longer has to be. No one has to live that way anymore.
Okay. What advice would you like to give to others?
Pardon?
What advice would you like to give to other people? What advice, if you give, and also also tell people tonight of your show and the time?
My show is on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ Fertile Grounds, and Grounds is spelled with a Z, not an S. I think the call-in number is 646-595-2716. You can also find information on Facebook at the Most Steps Show, which is a group page. And I guess my advice to anyone is, you know, what I've said from the beginning. We have to begin to change our language. Our language has to be more positive. We got to speak more life, and we got to have more faith in each other. And we have to learn to break down those psychological barriers that keep us from helping one another, that keep us from achieving personal wealth and finances, and get out there and find the opportunity that's going to give you a plan to increase your income and build your assets for your future, because everyone needs at least $1 million when they retire in order to be able to live the same lifestyle of living on $5,000 or $6,000 a month. And there are businesses out there to get that.
All right. Okay, listeners, we've had with us Mario Steffens from the Most Steps Show. Mario Steffens, I had a very good interview with you. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I invite you to come back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Angela, and great interview. I enjoy you immensely, and stay in touch.
Thank you. I will. All right. Take you up on that, okay?
Please do.
What we talked about earlier. Okay, listeners, we have with us tonight Ms. Renee Peoples of one of my favorite shows, Money, Power, Respect. She is the wife of Bobby Peoples, that is a dynamic duo that created Money, Power, Respect, and Love Atlanta Style. How are you doing tonight, Miss Renee Peoples?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad you could come on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You are the other half of the dynamic duo, Bobby and Renee Peoples.
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you for the dynamic duo part.
Okay. I like your show, Money, Power, Respect, as I guess you probably guessed by now. I like it. When did you and your husband decide to put the show to characters for a sitcom?
We talked about this back in 2007. We started talking about it. And the reason why we talked about it was because it's actually, the show was based around some of my family issues. And we started talking about it. We tossed some ideas around with some names and characters and plot lines and different things like that. And then we finally came up with Money, Power, and Respect. And we said, okay, well, we're going to eventually do the show. Well, it took us like 2 years to get back to it. But when we finally did get back to it, we started writing it, and it started flowing. We wanted to create a show where we can work with many different actors here in Atlanta, and that show gave us the platform to be able to do that.
Okay. All right. Could you tell my listeners about the show, Money, Power, Respect? Could you give them a little details and name of the family?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the name of the family is the Donovan family, and it's based around a real estate mogul. He's his name is Eric Donovan, and he owns a lot of real estate here in Atlanta, Georgia, which made him very, very wealthy. Not only do he own real estate, but he has his hands in a lot of other dirty things as well, which made him wealthy. And the family is a well-off family. He has five children. That it's based around, and each child have their own drama. So we kind of evolved that around him, with each child having their own drama. You have Susan Donovan, which was one of the very popular characters. Everyone loved her, although she was more like a maverick on the show. She was like the one that don't take no mess. You know, she will fight at the drop of a dime. And she's also daddy's girl that's trying to get next to his riches because of his children were believing that he was dying. So he called them all. Yeah, he called them all together just to test them to see, okay, if I do die, who will actually be there in my favor, or who will be there just for my riches? And that's what the show is pretty much centered around.
Okay, all right.
We get a lot of conspiracy theory. My husband and I, we love to watch, you know, different things on conspiracy, so we touch on a lot of that as well.
Okay. Most of the actors from Atlanta, Georgia on Money, Power, and Respect, are they from Georgia, the state of Georgia?
Well, they reside here. A lot of them come from many different places, but they all live here in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea Carr was on my show. She was one of your writers for Money, Power, and Respect. I enjoyed doing the show with her. What is Love Atlanta Style about?
Well, Love Atlanta Style is a show that was created and written by my husband, Bobby Peoples, and he wanted to come up with an idea that was based around four women. And all four women are totally, totally different from each other. You have the maverick, who is very mean and, not mean, but she says what she means and means what she say, basically. Don't take no mess off of anyone. You have one that's the victim, who's always getting hurt by different men, no matter what happens. She's well off, but she just keeps getting in bad relationships and bad situations, so she plays the victim all the time. Then you have the one that that's the slut, basically. You know, she gets around with different men. And then you have me, which plays Tracy Biltmore, who is the holy roller. I'm the one that that's into the church, into God, but I also have a big secret crush on my pastor. So it touches on so many different things, so many different dramas that spins out on each character. The show, actually, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll make you upset. It'll send you through an emotional roller coaster.
Okay. Where can your television shows be viewed? Where can people go to view your shows?
Right now, with Money, Power, Respect, we were on Comcast On Demand for 3 seasons, which we've ran our seasons with them already. Now, if you want to catch any of the old episodes, you can catch them on TPN1, which is www.tpn1.com. That's the People's Network and the number 1.com. You can catch all of our shows right there. And it's a social media site, so you will create a profile for free, log in, and watch any show, any episode at any time.
What can the fans expect for Money, Power, Respect this season? What can they expect from the show?
Well,
some of the same or new twists?
Well, Money, Power, Respect has been, we put that on the back burner for a little while because we've been focusing on Love, Atlanta Style. We've been getting a lot of requests to bring Money, Power, Respect back because that was a popular show and everybody really loved the show. So we're thinking about starting that back up maybe in the late fall of this year where we'll start pre-production. But it's not set in stone just yet.
Okay.
But Love Atlanta Style, we're hoping to air that. Love Atlanta Style is the new show, and we're hoping to air that by this summer, 2012.
On what channels? Online or on Comcast?
It's going to be online for now. We are in the talks with some TV stations now, and we're just negotiating and weighing our options with which way we want to go with it.
You and your husband are so talented. I just want to say this to the listener. Bobby and Renee Peoples are very talented. They are very talented couple, individuals. They're just a talented group of people all together in their network. But you're very talented, and I like your show. As a matter of fact, I wanted to act in your show, and I submitted resume after resume, but I never could make it to Atlanta for an audition. I really want to be on Money, Power, Respect, but mostly I've been an extra, so, you know. But I did want to be on your show. I just wanted to say that at one time.
See, a lot of times because our schedules are so like far and few between, especially Money, Power, Respect, we got a cast of over 60 cast members, and that's the reason why we really wasn't casting anyone out of state, because it's like, you know, if we can get everyone together with, you know, in a short period of time or within a short notice, we want to be able to do that, and it wouldn't be fair to our out of state cast members to be able to, you know, to have to drop everything and come here.
That's true. I was told that. I was kind of told that.
Yeah.
I kind of figured, not told that. Let me quit. I kind of figured that when I wasn't picked and I put Florida up there, that was why.
That's the only reason. Trust me, that's the only reason.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that. Are there any other shows forthcoming from the Peoples? Any other sitcoms from the Peoples Network?
We're talking about another show that's kind of going to be close to Money, Power, and Respect, but more on the conspiracy line, talking about a lot of the conspiracy theories and actually basing the show around that heavily. We're talking about that. We're in the works with that. And we're also planning on shooting our feature film, which is For Our Love 3. The first one was about AIDS, you know, and someone contracting AIDS. From a relationship that they were committed to, but the other partner was not committed, and they brought AIDS back to them. And the other For Their Love 2 was about domestic violence. For Their Love 3 is going to be about incest, and that's a subject that a lot of people don't want to touch. but it's something that happens, and it's something that, you know, people need to be made aware of. So that is going to be one of the projects that we're going to be focusing on. We're going to have a screening for Chronicles of Passion, which is written by myself, my husband, Bob Carr, the one you interviewed, and also Tamika Mitchell. That was written by, each chapter was written by one of us. And we're going to be screening that coming up soon. So you guys can tune into TPN1 to be able to see when that upcoming screening is coming out. That one is going to be really, really good.
Okay. What is your educational background, Renee, Ms. Peoples? What is your educational background?
I have a bachelor's degree in computer information systems. Totally different from what I actually love to do, but I chose computers because at the time I loved taking things apart and putting things back together. So that's what I went to school for, got my degree in, and that's what I professionally work in that field. However, my business, of course, is entertainment, the entertainment business.
Okay. All right. So you're doing what you love to do. You know, you're doing what you love to do. So that's wonderful. You get to work some in what you love to do, so that's great. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
In 5 years, I hope to own my own studio. My husband and
okay.
I, that's one of our biggest dreams of owning our own studio, actually physically being in a building, in a studio. And that's something that we're working towards. Every day is a step closer to that goal. So in 5 years, we hope to be fully up and operational.
Okay.
And hopefully I can fully be working for myself.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I know you're a businesswoman. You're also, you told me, a mother and a wife in
mm-hmm.
2012. How are you handling it? Give us single women some advice. I'm a mother, but I'm a grandmother and a mother, but I'm not married. How are you doing this? How are you able to juggle? Give the younger women some advice, and even the older women like myself some advice who are in their 40s.
Oh, no, that's not old. Come on now. I'm knocking at that door.
Okay.
Well, basically, it's being married and being a mother, and I don't know if you all know, we're a blended family. So we have 5 boys all together, and it can be challenging, especially when you're working a full-time job, and then you have your own business that's pretty much full-time, and then I have a 1-year-old. So our children range from age 1 all the way up to 16, all boys. It's challenging, and it's hard work. But because I love my family, I love my husband, I love my children, I do it and I take it in stride. I'm not saying that every day is a cakewalk, but I do have the faith and I know, and I lean on God a lot for my strength. I have to for my strength just to keep going. Even when you're sick, you got to keep going. It don't stop. It don't stop. And being a single mother, I was there. I was there. I was a single mother for a long time. And that was hard as well. Because you're on the dating scene and, you know, you're trying to pick that one and you don't want to have this man and that man coming in and out of your home around your children. So that in itself is challenging, not having the support and the help. But it can be done. It can definitely
it can
be done.
Done.
So, I just encourage you and I respect all of my single mothers, you know, out there that's doing it, that's working, living their dream, and doing what they have to do, taking care of their business and taking care of their children. I hold them on the most highest pedestal that can be held.
Okay, I had promised you that I wouldn't hold you long. I had told you that, so I'm going to stand to my word. I got a couple of more questions, and then I'm going to, let you get off the air and everything. How would a potential actor send a resume and photo to you? How would they send a resume and photo to you? What email address?
They can send it to casting@tpn1.com, and they can also go to our website and register on our website, www.tpn1.com. They can register there. They can upload their video reels. They can upload their pictures. They can upload their resume, because when we cast, we go to our website first to see who's there, and then we go outside of that if no one is on there to actually fit the profile that we're looking for. It's very important if they have a picture up there because they won't be considered without a picture.
Okay. All right. One last question for Renee Peoples. The other half of Bobby and Renee Peoples, the dynamic director and writers and just the creators of TPN. What does TPN stand for?
The People's Network.
The People's Network, the creators of the People's Network. I want to say that, too. I want to make sure I got that out there. It's the People's Network, TPN.1, I believe. But it's the
TPN
People's
One.
Network.
TPN1.com.
Yes, the People's Network. I got one last question. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going throughout the day? What keeps you motivated?
I look at the bigger picture. That's what keeps me motivated, honestly. I look at the bigger picture. If I was just to look at that moment, I would probably. But because I know that God has more in store for me, I'm not at my potential. I'm not where I'm supposed to be right now. I keep going, and that's what keeps me motivated. That's what keeps me going every day. That and my children that look up to me, you know, and waiting for mommy to come home and to do whatever it is that she needs to do, that keeps me motivated.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Renee Peoples. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you for the wonderful interview you gave me and my listeners. And listeners, I want to, and I thank you, and I look forward to having you and your husband back on the show, both of you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Listeners, for those of you who called in, the reason I didn't pick up the phone is because my computer, my mouse is not working correctly. I apologize because I had a lot of callers. And I apologize to you, and I ask that you not stop listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Continue to call in to 1-347-327-9376. But my mouse thing is not working correctly. Is something wrong? Is stuck or something jammed? I keep pushing escape, and it won't do anything. So, in other words, I had technical difficulties. So I was not trying to be rude.
Yeah, you might have to just do a good reboot.
Yeah.
If you're listening, and be patient for a minute, let you shut down and reboot, you should be all right.
Well, it'll disconnect me from everything.
Yeah.
It'll probably disconnect me, so I'm not certain about that. But listeners, thank you. And tonight we've had on the show, again, Ms. Renee Peoples from the People's Network. We had earlier Mario Steffens, the talk show host of the Most Steps show. And I believe he said he comes on, I forgot which night. I apologize for that, but it's the Most Steps. So you can find him on www.blogtalkradio.com. And thank you, Ms. Peoples.
Thank you so much for having me, and you have a wonderful and blessed evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Listeners, I'm having technical difficulties again. I'm not going to be able to play any music tonight, but I thank you for coming to I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I look forward to having you back, some of my same listeners and more, back to Show Talk with Angela Butler Saturday night. So Saturday night at 6:30, the usual time. I changed time tonight to accommodate my guests. Thank you, listeners, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Oh, and one more time, let's not forget the Conglomerate Magazine, Garland McLaughlin, and also Exquisite Barista, the company of Exquisite Design. The phone number is of Exquisite Design is 210-701-0143. And let's not forget More Time to Sleep with Conti Contino. He can be found online at mtts.com. Don't forget the www before that, and Demetri Stewart of www.atlantaambition.com, online magazine. Let's not forget the Visalis people, Maurice and Abby Merriweather, who can be found on Facebook for any of you who care to sign up for Visalis. Let's not forget Joanna Ramsey. Let's not forget Export Decatur 10, Reverbernation, www.reverbernation.com, and buy his CD, Survival. And also there is, I guess that's going to be about it. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. And the caller number one more time is 1-347-327-9376. Don't forget to come back to the show Saturday at 6:30 p.m., the usual time. Have a good night, everyone.